Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. It's Not You. Identifying and Healing from Narcissistic People by Dr. Ramani Durvasula is a profound exploration into the world of relationships marred by narcissism. With her expert knowledge in clinical psychology, Dr. Durvasula sheds light on the pervasive issue of narcissistic behavior, providing readers with tools to identify and protect themselves from such relationships. The book serves not only as a guide to recognizing the traits and tactics of narcissistic individuals, but also ventures into the deeper journey of healing and recovery. It's a compass for those who find themselves lost in the manipulation and deceit that often accompany relationships with narcissists, offering a path to reclaiming one's self-esteem, autonomy, and overall well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding narcissism. One of the crucial foundations Dr. Durvasula lays out is a comprehensive understanding of what narcissism truly entails. Narcissism goes beyond simple selfishness or vanity. It is characterized by a deep-seated sense of entitlement, lack of empathy, constant need for admiration, and often manipulative or abusive behaviors. Understanding the spectrum of narcissistic behavior is essential for recognizing it in one's own life. The book delves into the psychological underpinnings of narcissism, explaining how certain traits manifest and why they can be so detrimental to relationships. This section is crucial, as it equips readers with the knowledge to discern between mere personality flaws and the more sinister characteristics of narcissism. Secondly, identifying narcissistic relationships, Dr. Durvasula provides real-life scenarios and examples to illustrate how narcissistic dynamics unfold in relationships, be it romantic, familial, or professional. She emphasizes the subtle signs and patterns to look out for, such as gaslighting, a form of psychological manipulation where the victim is made to question their reality, and cycles of devaluation and idealization. Identification of these patterns is the first step towards emancipation from their grip. This section is particularly insightful, offering readers a lens through which they can evaluate their relationships and recognize the often overlooked red flags of narcissistic abuse. Thirdly, healing and recovery. One of the core themes of the book is healing from the wounds inflicted by narcissistic relationships. Dr. Durvasula emphasizes the importance of self-care, setting boundaries, and seeking professional help if necessary. She offers strategies for emotional recovery, including how to rebuild self-esteem and trust in one's judgment. This segment is particularly empowering, guiding readers through the process of healing, not just from the scars of past relationships, but also in rebuilding a relationship with oneself, often the most significant casualty in encounters with narcissism. Fourthly, setting boundaries. A pivotal aspect of dealing with narcissistic individuals is setting firm boundaries. Dr. Durvasula offers practical advice on how to establish and maintain these boundaries, even when facing resistance. This section of the book is key for those looking to regain control of their lives. It discusses the importance of saying no, the power of detachment, and the necessity of staying true to one's convictions, all while ensuring that the reader understands the nuances of boundary setting in the context of a relationship characterized by manipulation and control. In conclusion, It's Not You. Identifying and Healing from Narcissistic People by Dr. Ramani Durvasula is a must-read for anyone who suspects they might be dealing with a narcissistic individual, whether in a personal relationship, workplace, or family setting. The book not only aids in identification and understanding, but also provides a solid foundational guide to recovery and self-empowerment. It is a beacon of hope for those feeling trapped in toxic cycles, offering actionable steps towards healing and ultimately forging healthier, more meaningful relationships. The profound insights into human behavior and psychology presented can benefit any reader, making this book an invaluable resource for navigating the complexities of interactions in today's world. If you would like to support Ramani Durvasula, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.